Good evening, everybody. Good morning, wherever you're listening from, and welcome back to another podcast for I'm Adopted. This is episode 15. As you can probably hear in the background, you may be able to hear some birds because we're actually recording the podcast outside today because it's actually quite a nice day. It's the start of spring and it's not cold anymore like the winter. But anyways, moving on from that, we have got Sarah Bergen, and she's a good friend of mine. She lives in Hamilton. And she came up to Auckland, actually, and she's joining us on the podcast for this week, which is pretty cool. She is adopted from Dushanbe in Tajikistan, which I've never been there before, but it's actually, I've learned a little bit about that area, and it's a pretty cool place. I know a few people that are from Kazakhstan, which is nearby, not exactly nearby, but around that area. Uzbekistan, I know someone from Uzbekistan, but she was adopted at 1 month old. She came to New Zealand when she was 2 years old. She stayed there in Dushanbe after 1 month. Left the orphanage. Her parents were doing missionary work in an orphanage in the same town. And she was raised here in the Waikato area, which is just under Auckland. So she's here to talk about her story. She's going to give you an introduction. It's a pretty cool story. And she's joining me here. Thank you very much, Sarah. And we're really looking forward to hearing about your story.
Hi, everybody. My name is Sarah. And as talked about earlier, yes, I'm adopted from Dushanbe, Tajikistan. I was adopted at 1 month old, and I'll just talk a little bit about my story and a little brief overview of who I am. So when I was adopted, my adoptive family had actually moved to Tajikistan from New Zealand. They're all Kiwis. They decided to move over there, and they lived there for 15 years doing missionary work in an orphanage there. And adopting me, it's a big, complex story, but I'll just give you a little overview first. So I have four older siblings now, and I am the youngest out of all of them. They had all grown up there, all their schooling, all their life, they grew up there. And in the midst of it, my adoptive mum from New Zealand had met a woman who was in the orphanage. She was raised her whole life in the orphanage. And my mama approached her, and she was just really struggling and really just having a hard time there, because once you turn 18, you get kicked out of the orphanage and you're pretty much left on your own to, you know, just carry on with life. So what my adoptive parents were doing there was creating an environment and creating a space for these people to go to after they had left the orphanage, and taught them life skills and help them begin jobs, and just gave them a space to be able to be and live and, yeah, create their own life. So there was this one woman in the orphanage who had actually fell pregnant, and she had approached my adoptive mum and asked her, like, would you be able to take care of my baby? Like, I can't take care of her. I've grown up here my whole life, and I just don't have the availabilities and the needs to be able to look after her, because she had nothing. She had no home, no family, nothing. And so for my adoptive mum, that wasn't on their plans to adopt anyone. It was very out of the blue. She already has four children, all growing up as kids. But she said, like, of course, we will take her in if you want us to. We're more than happy to look after her for you. And my biological mum, it was a big decision. And she had me. My father had left as soon as he found out that my mother was pregnant, so I don't know anything about my biological father. And my mother's background, I'm unsure of as well, since she had been in the orphanage since birth. So I was born, and luckily enough, my adoptive mum now was able to take me in. I grew up in Tajikistan until 2 years old before returning to New Zealand and starting my life here. Therefore, I don't remember anything back in Tajikistan, which is a complete opposite for all my siblings. They all had grown up there their whole life. Like, they'd grown up there until early teenagers, so that was their childhood, that was their home. And for them returning, it was the opposite for me. That's where I was born, that's my family, but I've grown up in New Zealand pretty much my whole life.
So Sarah's story is really interesting. It's actually pretty unique. It's a really cool story. And Sarah came here with her family when she was 2 years old, and she was raised in the Waikato area just below of Auckland, which is about 2 hours south, which Hamilton, Cambridge, all that area, it's all considered Waikato, I think. Yeah, I think that's just trying to get my geography right. So I've asked Sarah as well about what it was like being raised in New Zealand as an adoptee, what it was like. Was there any challenges? Was there anything that was different, or did you feel any different? Everything like that is always a common question that we ask a lot of other adoptees when they're telling the story, because everybody has a different childhood, a different way of being raised, everything like that. Of course, you got your family that raised you, that adopted you out as well. There's all of this, but everyone has a different story. So I've asked Sarah about this, and she's going to tell you about her childhood.
So I have grown up in New Zealand, the majority of my life being moved here when I was 2 years old. So I don't remember anything back home. So all my memories are here in New Zealand. But as being adopted, a lot of people can ask, like, how did you feel when you found out you're adopted, or like, what was your reaction? But for me, growing up, it was always so open. I'd always known I was adopted. There was never a point in my life where I was told, we have adopted you. All my life, it's just been something that I've always known and we've always talked about, and I've always kept close connection with my home and my story. And, you know, I've grown up with all my siblings telling their stories of their time there, which is cool, which I'm really glad about. Yeah, being adopted, growing up in New Zealand, there is always still that part of you that, you know, it's, I knew I'm not from here and I knew that I had family back home. So it is a weird concept. And being from Tajikistan, I didn't know any other Tajiks that had grown up here. There's no other international adoptees in New Zealand from Tajikistan. So I had grown up my whole life knowing that, and, you know, a little part of you, it is a lonely feeling sometimes. Even growing up in school, some people can pick out that, you know, I might be different to my family. Sometimes people just presume I'm not adopted because I don't have an accent and I can look like my siblings. But yeah, a lot of people can question me, and being young, that was kind of a hard time. I didn't know how to explain. I didn't know what to say because you're so young. Even going to school, I remember when you'd sit in a classroom and you'd go around and say your name and say who you are and where you're from, I'd always sit there worried beforehand saying, where do I say I'm from? Should I just say I'm from New Zealand, or should I explain that I'm not? And every time I didn't, you know, everyone would ask me questions, and I just didn't know what to say. So that was a hard time growing up, being young, just not really knowing my identity too strong. But recently I've really accepted who I am and really embraced it, because that is where I'm from. That is who I am. That's my family, my home. So it is cool knowing that I can, you know, keep your roots, know who you are, know who your family is. And I'm lucky enough to have two, one on this side of the world and one on the other. So yeah, it was a good time growing up here. And I'm happy that I've had such a loving family that have been so open with me and that have always kept my contact with my family back home, even though I don't speak the language and I never got the opportunity to since I moved here so young. It has been a good time for me growing up here.
It's always good hearing a nice positive outcome of, you know, coming from Tajikistan and being raised in New Zealand, just hearing such a great outcome with your childhood, and just knowing that, you know, you're interested about where you come from, and as well as having your beautiful family here in New Zealand, which is pretty cool indeed. It's really cool to hear that, because of course we hear stories all the time from a lot of people, and everyone's got a different story, a different way of growing up. Some people get adopted later in life, and a few people remember where they came from, and they remember being in the orphanage or being with their birth families as well. Everyone is quite different in that way, but at the end of the day, you know, being put into a nice loving family is a big step for any adoptee, and that's what's very important, and that definitely makes everything very important for yourself. So what I also asked Sarah was, has she been back to Tajikistan? And she's got a really cool story about that, and I'm not going to answer yes or no myself. I'm going to let her tell the story, which is pretty cool. And I also want to know, would she go to Tajikistan anytime soon, just to revisit the culture, revisit, you know about her background, identity, all of that, which is pretty important for anybody who was adopted.
So my family here in New Zealand, they've always wanted to take me back to Tajikistan to meet my family and to go back home. But for me, they wanted to wait till I was a bit older to take me back. So as of a few years ago now, it has been my first trip back home for me. So yeah, going back a few years, we had planned our trip to go back home. So me, my mother and my dad here in New Zealand, we actually went to Afghanistan on a trip there, which we spent a few weeks. Mum was doing work in a hospital there. That's a whole story in itself. But just like Tajikistan, it was my first time going to that part of the world, and being immersed in a completely new culture, in a completely new place, new people, new language, everything was so different to New Zealand, as I would expect. So yeah, everyone, you know, like they're asking, well, did you get like culture shock or anything? But for me, surprisingly, I felt very settled there, and it was an amazing time. It is a whole story in itself. But yeah, that was my first time going back to that area of the world. So we spent a few weeks there, and then we went to Tajikistan, which is very close, just touching Afghanistan. So I didn't meet my mother straight away. We stayed in the capital for a few days. And yes, so the day I met my mother, that was the first time I have seen her since I was a baby. And also I have a half biological sister who I was able to meet for the first time as well. And so she had grown up, she didn't speak any English, and I don't speak very good Tajik. So it was also meeting her as well as my mother, so I got to meet both of them. So yeah, it was the day I was about to meet her. We'd all planned everything. It was the middle of the day. And I just remember we were in this little village, and we were walking down, me, my mum, and my dad, and you could see everyone in the streets poking their heads out, looking like they probably knew what was going on. So yeah, it was a bit nervous. I had all eyes on me, and everyone was watching out their little windows. And so I'm walking down the street, and I see a little girl pop around the corner, and I figured, yeah, that's my sister. And she just came running down the street and ran straight to me. So that was really cool, such a cool experience. I can't explain really how that was, because yeah, it was an amazing thing for me. And so I picked her up and held her for ages, and then we carried on walking, and then I finally got to see my mum. So she came around, and we were just standing in the middle of this village, in the middle of this dirt road street, all together finally. My two families, well, it was really cool to be reunited finally after so many years. So that was the first time I got to see her, and we spent as much time as we could together. And it was great because my family, they speak Tajik. Mum speaks fluent Tajik. So they were practically my translators. So if I wanted to talk to them, I'd just say something in English, and I'd have people translating here and there. But it is the best thing I have done going back. And I'm happy that I went back at that age. Like, I wasn't too worried about having to wait that long because it was worth it. And yeah, it was just so amazing being back home. Such a weird thought that I had grown up there, but I didn't remember anything. Like, I didn't remember anything being back home. And just, it was a strange feeling growing up here. You know, I didn't know any other Tajiks, and it's just what I'd grown up with. And then going back there, being in the country, you know, I'm immersed. Everyone was the same. Like, I was finally in a place where I was like, oh, these people are the same as me. It was a weird thing for me, but it was so cool at the same time. It just finally felt like I'd been home, and part of me was just settled, and it was so nice being back there. One thing going back, I would like to learn more of the language, because it was a bit strange when I'd walk down the street and people got very confused while I'd be with my sister, and I wouldn't be able to speak any Tajik. I was just mute, didn't understand anything. So I got a few weird looks, but that's okay. And especially as my adoptive mum could speak Tajik, it just made the whole situation a bit confusing. But I'm so glad that they took me back. It was an amazing thing, and I'd love to go back again for sure. It is a tricky area to get to, and it is a lot of planning to get there and a lot of cancelled flights. So if I was to go back, I'd love to go with my parents again. As I don't know the language well enough, I don't think I could travel there on my own. But I'm definitely planning, hopefully even next year sometime, maybe if it's possible to go back. And I'd love to go back to Afghanistan again. Like, both the countries are very special to me, and they've got a very special part of my heart there. So I'd love to go back to both for different reasons. And yeah, I mean, I've only ever been able to meet my mother once out of all these years. And now my sister is growing up and she's becoming a teenager. So I would love to see her again, because yeah, that was hard leaving her there as well. As we did a try adopting her for 7 years, we tried adopting her when she was born, but legal issues and complications. It never fell through well. And we tried and tried, and we tried everything we could on our part. And that's another reason Mum really wanted to take me there, was to see her as well, because we weren't able to bring her to New Zealand. So that's another good reason I want to keep seeing her. And ever since I have gone back, I've always kept my connection with my family there. We Skype call, we send letters. It is very difficult from one country to the other, but we have maintained that connection, which is so important to me. And hopefully in the near future, I'll be able to see them back in person.
Now, I know that she probably will no doubt go back to Afghanistan as well as Tajikistan. It's a long way to go. Of course, it's a long way from New Zealand. It's definitely, we are so far away from everything else. And it's definitely a trip to plan and organize prior. And I guess learning the language is one thing that Sarah really wants to do. And I know she will. She will learn the language. Maybe she'll learn a few languages. She told me this the other day, but she actually knows French. But she didn't tell you guys this on the podcast. I might make you do this podcast in French for the next one. No. So one thing I want to ask Sarah is, what would you like to say to your New Zealand parents who adopted you from Tajikistan?
So obviously I couldn't put into words how much I'm grateful for what they have done. It is honestly it's crazy that I have been adopted, just because, you know, it never was on their plan, and they had traveled halfway around the world not expecting to adopt anyone, and out of this I somehow managed to get here. I don't know how, but yeah, honestly, if they hadn't adopted me, I don't know where I'd be right now. So I actually owe all my life to my parents for what they've done for me and being able to bring me here, and I pretty much start a whole new life and being given the opportunities that I would not have been able to have there. You know, back home, I would have really struggled growing up. I would have probably would have grown up in the orphanage as well, just because my mother had nothing. You know, she didn't have a family, a home or anything. So to be able to go all the way across the world to come here, it is a miracle. And I am so happy for my parents that they have been able to do this for me. And growing up and just having them there for me and my sister is so close to me. She's one of my best friends, and I'm so happy to have had her growing up, looking up to her as well. She's been the best big sister I've ever had. So yeah, I'm so happy with my parents, and so thankful for them, and always will be.
Thank you, Sarah, very much for joining us this week. It's a really incredible story, and I know that one day you'll probably write a book about it. And I'm waiting to read that book. I'm waiting for... It's an incredible story. It really is. And obviously, now it's a matter of you, I guess, growing with a bit of that culture of where you come from, learning the language one day. I know it's very difficult to learn any language. And of course, I'm not there with my Russian yet. I'm still working on that secretly. No one knows that completely. I'm not fluent. That's what I'm saying. But it takes time just to practice and learn about your roots and learn about where you come from. And I think that's pretty cool overall, especially with having a really great childhood here in the beautiful New Zealand. And I thank you very much, Sarah, for joining us this week for the I'm Adopted podcast, which is really cool. It's really incredible. Thank you very much. And if you want to learn about more about Sarah's story, you can check her out on Instagram, Sarah Bergen. We'll put a name on the podcast, of course, and you can just check it out and follow her there. So thank you very much.
So thank you, everyone, for listening to my story. I hope you've all enjoyed it. And I think it is very important to talk about these kind of things and, you know, explain your story and how it has affected you, and how for me it has been such an amazing journey and still is a journey to come. And hopefully in the near future, I'll be able to talk more about my new story and new beginnings that I will face. So yeah, thank you, everybody, and I will improve on my Tajik and come back to you with that.